President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have made a surprise visit to American troops in Iraq. We got news in the last hour or so that Air Force One landed at an airbase west of Baghdad today. It is the president's first trip to a combat zone where American troops are stationed. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. He's in Washington. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this was a surprise, but what more do we know about this trip?
Well, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it was a chance for the commander-in-chief to thank the troops for their service and sacrifice and to wish them all a Merry Christmas. As usual with a trip like this to a combat zone, it was a closely guarded secret until the president and first lady were safely on the ground in Iraq. Our colleague Tamara Keith is traveling with the president, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot more from her shortly. But we are already seeing some photographs beaming back of the president and first lady posing for selfies with service members and the president addressing the troops wearing what looks like a camouflage bomber jacket.
And people had said that this might happen at some point, maybe over the holidays. I guess I should have known this morning when we didn't see the president talking to cameras, talking to the press, as he does almost every single day. There wasn't any White House photo op this morning.
And significantly no tweets from the president
right.
on this day after Christmas. So, yeah, there was some suspicion. We'd all been kind of wondering. But he and the First Lady were spirited away under cover of darkness last night. It was a little bit harder to maintain a secret, perhaps, because we are in the midst of this partial government shutdown. And as a result of that and the negotiations that are going on, there are perhaps more reporters on the White House compound than there ordinarily would have been on the day after Christmas.
Now, the president has been criticized for not doing something like this since he was elected. We remember that he did not visit Arlington Cemetery on Veterans Day. He didn't go to that cemetery in France when he was there to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. He's gotten a lot of criticism for not visiting a war zone, visiting American troops at war.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the president presents himself as an outspoken advocate for the U.S. troops. He has certainly pushed for more spending on the military. But he hadn't visited an active combat zone in almost 2 years now, until today. And his predecessors, Barack Obama and George W. Bush, both made multiple trips to Iraq and Afghanistan during the time they were in office.
Is there any way to know whether outgoing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis played any role in this trip?
Well, certainly the plans for this trip would have taken shape before last week when Secretary Mattis announced his resignation. So I'm sure he had a hand in crafting it. But his resignation does make this kind of a sensitive time for the president. Here he is in Iraq showing support for the troops at the very same time when he is calling for a deep drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, a complete withdrawal of U.S. forces in neighboring Syria, and all of that, of course, surrounding the battle with ISIS, which is the mission of the 5,200 or so U.S. forces who are stationed in Iraq. In addition to Secretary Mattis's resignation, we also had the resignation of Brett McGurk, the special envoy to the coalition battling ISIS. And, of course, Iraq is a key member of that coalition.
Well, and we're hearing today a report that Trump says, perhaps on this trip, that the U.S. has no plans at all to pull out of Iraq and that they could even use Iraq as a base, quote, if we wanted to do something in Syria. That's according to Reuters. So we'll continue to follow this story. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
Jeremy, good to be with you.